I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Norman Armour, the artistic director of the Push Festival, writes of Intimacy that it's beautiful and touching devised theater. Its director, one of its writers and performers, Adriano Cortese, joins me now. I'll get him to tell us about this show with four scenes, each inspired by real encounters that reveal how we interact with one another and what we share. The piece's genesis is quite interesting. One night, the Melbourne, Australia-based Cortese wanted to talk to someone, so he went outside and tried to find people to talk to. I'll ask him what compelled him to do so and what he encountered. Adriano Cortese is a director, writer, and performer. He is associated with Ranters Theatre in Australia. Visit pushfestival.ca for tickets. The show is at the Orpheum Annex on Seymour Street, the 20th through to the 23rd of January. Please welcome to the Plant Online program in New York City, Adriano Cortese. Mr. Cortese, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. It's kind of a beautiful day. It's chilly, but bright sun, so it's good.
Are you in New York to perform Intimacy?
Yeah, we perform. We opened 2 days ago.
Yeah. In reading up on the show, what struck me was the comparison that people have given to Melbourne, of Melbourne, to Vancouver. Are the cities similar?
Well, I mean, I haven't been to Vancouver, but I've heard that over the years said a lot by, you know, people that I know that have been to Vancouver. They've said that there is a similarity in size and in the feel of the city. So, I'm actually excited about coming just to see that myself. But I actually haven't been, but people always say that.
Yeah, the other comparison that I've read is that it's like San Francisco.
Yeah, again, I've never been to San Francisco either. Yeah, I can tell you about Melbourne. It's just sort of it's about 4 million people. It's on the bay. It's a fairly relaxed city though. It's not kind of frenetic. It's got a kind of vibrant cultural scene. It's not a particularly loud city in the way that maybe Sydney is. That's what people have said about Vancouver as well. So
I mentioned in the introduction just how the show came about. So what was happening in your life that night that you were sitting at home and then you decide to go out and you want to talk to people or someone?
Yeah. Well, I just... Well, yeah, I'd had a couple of drinks, I just wanted to sort of like, because I live above a shop and the streets downstairs and things was incredibly busy, like on Friday and Saturday night. So, what was going on in my life? I don't know, it was in the 90s actually, and it was quite a long time ago. And I didn't feel particularly that there was anything sort of like problematic in my life. But I just had this urge to sort of like meet some new people. Maybe I was sort of like stuck in a sort of, you know, sometimes you can get stuck in a bit of a rut. And, but I just had an urge to meet some, you know, to talk to some people I didn't know. And, I had, as I said, I had a couple of drinks, had a bit more courage. And a surprising number of people said, yeah, you know, that they were, you know, yeah, no problem. And they came up to the apartment and I actually played a busker. There was a busker playing a piano accordion and I said, paid him some money to come up to the apartment. He played some music. So we had a little bit of a party up in the apartment with a whole bunch of complete strangers. Nobody knew each other.
And so I'm still curious to know how this happens because I do understand why it happens, because I mean sometimes you're a solitary person, you feel that you need contact with people and you just want to talk to anybody, and whether it, you say you're on the bus and there's someone sitting next to you you've never met before, you just want to say something or say hello even. After all these years, do you understand where that comes from in terms of how we are as people?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I enjoy that kind of interaction with, you know, strangers and people. And I think I probably got it from my father. He was better at interacting with strangers than maybe people he knew. I'm not necessarily like that, but I do enjoy interaction with people because there's something very fresh about that the connection that you can have with someone that you don't know. And it doesn't really matter whether they're you or they are constructing, you know, a life, you know, or the details of whatever the conversation is about, and I suspect that that is often happening. But it's just something, I always walk away with delight. Well, I often walk away feeling better.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy those interactions.
So what is conceiving of this show, performing it now as you have all these years, and taking it to Vancouver shortly, what does this show Intimacy tell you about how we communicate with one another?
I think it's how we present ourselves to people. That's the thing that sort of struck me about this show, you know, when I think about it. It's how we, you know, construct our own presentation. In a way, we sort of create our own story in the moment with someone, and it's not a question of whether it's true or not. It's just how we want to be seen, and for some reason, I think with strangers, we have that ability, and maybe it's a little breather. Maybe you can just sort of have a little bit of a breather when you're talking to someone you don't know. And I feel that that's sort of something that I get from this show. You can be a little bit more candid, or the feeling at least of being candid. That sometimes in your life, even though, you know, you're more connected to people that you know in your relationships, but sometimes it's just nice to step outside that. So I feel that, because I'm interested in how we perform ourselves in a way, on a very, very, very subtle level, and mostly it's unconscious, I think. So I think that's a big part of the show.
It's one thing to be entertaining when you meet people, say at a party or something like that, people that you want to get to know, but how do you get to the point of intimacy? And the thing is, from what I've read of the show. You know, people will tell you things that they wouldn't tell people that they know. And I've had this experience before. I've had people come into my office here for interviews. And, you know, after we've done the interview, we're shooting the shit. And they'll tell me things that you know, that even close friends of them won't know.
Yeah, well, I think it's less at stake. When you're talking to a stranger, you can walk away. Somehow you get things off your chest. You know, again, I think it's unconsciously, you're not trying to do that. But it's surprising how that happens. I mean, on this particular night, and if I recall conversations, a lot of conversations I've had with people that I don't know, it can get intimate or very personal rather quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just takes a question. And, you know, in that moment, I guess you feel that there's going to be no consequence or no lasting consequence, and it's maybe a little bit easier to reveal.
Mm-hmm.
There's less kind of, you don't feel like something's going to, you can walk away.
You've performed this show for how long now?
Well, we did it in 2010 was the first time we did it, and so we've done it, I guess we've been touring since then. And we've done it sort of, I think we did it in 2011. We've done it each year pretty much since then. So we've had it in our company repertoire for a few years now.
And who do you perform the show with? There are a number of you on stage, is that right?
Yeah, there's three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's three people.
What have you learned about yourself in the course of performing the show, and not only yourself, but say your fellow performers, because I'm sure you have conversations about what you've done on stage, and does that yield, say, better communication?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've worked together for a number of years, so we know each other very well, but I think that it's made... because the show is so much about connection, it's made us more connected. And every time we do it, we kind of discover kind of new things about our own relationship. I think it deepens our relationship, actually. So that's I mean, we were actually, I was talking to one of the actors when we were rehearsing it in Melbourne about that, actually. So I think it's really affected our relationship, because in the end, when we were on stage, it's not about the people that we met, you know, or the people that we're referencing. It's actually about us. I mean, we're talking to each other. And so, and we've been personal with each other. And I think that that's been the really important thing that we've, you know, in terms of our connection as a group. And I think it's sort of deepened our relationship.
Do you think in society, in culture, that there is a lack of, say, personal connection amongst people?
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I feel that. I mean, I talk to a lot of people about that in a way. And there's a lot of people feel sense of kind of isolated, like, you know, and it seems kind of ridiculous if you live in a city with, you know, significant populations around you, that people are walking around feeling isolated. I find that a bit troublesome, actually.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know, because, I mean, I'm not of the sort of internet generation. Well, I'm 50, so, I mean, I use the internet all the time, but I'm not like a digital native, you know, by any means. And so I don't know how that affects people. I mean, looking at my son, who is, you know, on digital media constantly and social media, so he doesn't seem, you know, I've talked to him about it. He seems to think that, you know, it actually, you know, deepened personal connections. But I don't know that, you know, people often want to blame the internet for that, but I'm not sure if that's the case. I think it's just a stressful lifestyle, and I imagine those sorts of things that kind of like can be isolating. People not feeling sort of in control of their lives in some way, whether it's sort of emotional or social or whatever. So I do feel that. I do feel that there's a sense of isolation that we feel. I mean, I do. I feel that. So you know, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why I do, you know, unconsciously do talk to strangers or have those kind of connections or feel so good when I do have them.
Yeah.
Because it just feels, you know, it just makes me feel good.
Yeah, and I think that's what that's what we're missing. If we do things to make ourselves feel good, it's because we're missing some connection, and that's why, like you, I find it terribly enjoyable when I get to meet new people and get to know them, even if it's for you know, a couple minutes or so in conversation.
That's right, yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people do. I mean, since I've been in New York, it was one of the great things about this city is that people come up to you all the time.
Yeah.
And I've had some amazing conversations with people who've been quite revealing, you know.
Yeah.
I've walked away feeling sort of refreshed in some way.
A lot of people equate intimacy with love. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think love is an intimate, you know, there's an intimacy is, you know, it's obviously connected to that, but I don't think it's exclusive about that. I think for me, it's something about being personal in a way, or the, you know, the feeling of intimate. It's funny because I was one of the other actors that I've worked with, you know, we've been working together for a long time. And we were talking the other night about just having an intimate connection with someone, and you can be talking about anything, but you just, I think it's something about being connected almost that feels intimate. You know, it doesn't have to be like what necessarily one-on-one, but often it is one-on-one. But I certainly don't equate it just with love, but maybe love in a broad, broad sense, but not sort of, you know, the obvious kind of, you know, love.
Yeah.
Sex, I suppose, as well. You know, that's obvious as well.
Yeah, I guess some people find it difficult to be intimate because they find it difficult to love. I mean, that's just my observation.
Yeah. I mean, it is a struggle, I think, for some people. I mean, it's a struggle for me sometimes. You know, it's not easy always being that. You know, walking around, because you have to be open.
Yeah.
You sort of have to be open and sensitive to someone else, and it's not always easy to be in that space because, you know, there's so many things going on in your life, and you know, and also it's sort of you know, it can be exhausting. You like that all the time. It's quite exhausting.
Right.
And you can get wounded, you know, easily. So I think it's a difficult thing to be in. That's why it's sort of like I kind of try and cherish those moments.
Yeah.
In a way.
And so you've performed this show now for a number of years. How have audiences reacted? Do you hear back from people and what they take away from the show having seen it?
Yeah, they do. I mean, one of the most interesting things was when we did it in Germany last year, there was an old couple came and saw the show, and they were sort of waited for us, you know, after the show. We came out and had a drink, and they came up, and they must have been at least in their 70s, and they came up and they said, what's the message of your show? And I sort of took a pause to sort of think about the message, and then he said, I'll tell you what I think it is. And he said, That we think we're alone, but we're not. That's what he said. And I thought that was really quite interesting, you know, a really interesting comment. People have different comments. Some people find it funny, because it's so personal, and the show is not prescriptive. We're not saying this is what you should feel, this is what you should think, this is what it's about. They're just sort of kind of conversations, really. And so people have different things. But when this couple said, the old guy said that to me, I thought, okay, that's a really interesting comment. Maybe it is saying that. Maybe that's there to be seen.
Did you find that in these different places that you've been, different countries, different cultures that you've experienced, having performed the show, that audiences in those places understand it differently than elsewhere?
Good question. Surprisingly not. I mean, obviously there's a different sort of feel, but people still have got the sense that because it's so simple, the show, there's no technology in it. I mean, there's a video and whatever, but it's just, you know, people. And I think it's something that people, that the audiences, you know, where we've been, have in different countries, have just responded to that part of it.
You've done other work, obviously, other than Intimacy over the years. Why do you keep coming back to this piece?
I think we've been lucky because we've toured it around and people have come and seen and said, oh, you know, like the very practical sense, oh, we'd like to present it. So that's kind of, the obvious reason. But, I mean, I was thinking that, oh, God, is there a point where we're going to stop doing this? But it just feels good to do. It just feels like, we're still enjoying it. You know, we're still enjoying performing it, and it still feels new and fresh. And, I mean, part of our whole performance ethos is actually about it being very fresh and new, you know, when we do it. So it's still, we're still enjoying doing it. So I guess we'll keep doing it until it's not enjoyable anymore.
So I've read quite a bit about the show prior to preparing for this interview, and I know a lot of people in this town are looking forward to Intimacy when it comes to the Push Festival. All the best and safe travels.
Yep, thank you very much. Thank you.
Visit pushfestival.ca for tickets. The show is called Intimacy. It's at the Orpheum Annex, the 20th through to the 23rd of January. Adriana Cortese joined me on the line from New York City and Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunta.